Would you take your Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter? It is a good one. As we continue, this is our final study on the abiding section that we've been talking about, abiding in Christ, stay. And so we're going to be wrapping that up tonight. We'll be wrapping up Philippians this following Sunday, and then the Sunday after that, we'll be starting in the book of Romans. But tonight, we are looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, and I've entitled tonight's message, In God We Trust. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Father, I ask in Jesus' name tonight that You'll speak to our hearts. Not only, Lord, will we hear You, but we will put it into practice. Because, Father, I think all of us have probably been around church long enough that we've heard lots of messages and lots of Bible passages, and we've talked about all kinds of things, but really what matters is, do we take them and put them into practice? Lord, I realize in my own life that You say that I'm to abide in You, but I still find myself sometimes not abiding. And that's on me. And that's my fault. And I confess that before You. Lord, I want to be in Your presence. I don't want to leave. I want to stay. Father, part of that is trusting You like we need to trust You. So, Lord, I pray that we will trust You tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Trust the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. The word trust here is the Hebrew word batak, which carries the connotation of boldness, throwing ourselves upon God, and confidence that He will take care of us. Basically, it's like David says, I will lie down in green pastures. In other words, I trust God. I don't have to be looking around over my shoulder, trying to find out if something's going wrong. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen today. I can truly just trust in Him. And so there's three major things that I think that we can show our trust back to God. It's not just enough to say, God, I trust You, but it means to truly trust Him. So the first thing is, when I trust God, I will be confident in His care. See, the very first part of this passage says, trust the Lord, trust in the Lord. What does it mean to trust in the Lord? I think we lots of times put our trust elsewhere. A lot of people put their trust in money. They think if they have a big enough bank account, they're going to be okay. But if you know anything about economy, it can change overnight. And what you thought you had may not be there tomorrow. In fact, that will happen. And so you can't trust in money. A lot of people trust in their abilities. Oh, you know, I'm pretty good at doing this, and I'll always be somebody will always want me to do something for them because of my ability or whatever else. But you know what? Trusting in your ability and trusting in my ability can change immediately. What you thought you could do may be taken away overnight. Many people trust in the stock market. We know how that goes, right? Many people trust in the promises of politicians. Yeah. Yeah. You know when they're telling the truth, right? When they're not speaking. We are instructed to place our trust in the Lord. You see, what that literally means is nowhere else. It means in Him alone. Now, we would like to be able to trust each other, but honestly, we're all untrustworthy because we're all human. We all make mistakes. We all do things that we shouldn't do. We all choose to say, well, I'll be there and then not show up or whatever else. But when we put our trust in God, in the Lord alone, we know that we're putting it on a solid rock that will never shift and will never change. You see, only He is worthy of our full and complete trust. And we find it in our relationship with Him. Not just knowing about Him. We find that trust in our relationship with Him. I think there's a lot of people that know about God, but they don't know God. And you can't know God personally until you trust Him. So, when I trust God, I will be confident that He's going to take care of me. Now, the second part of that, first part of that verse says, trust the Lord what? With all of your heart. Now, what does that mean to trust Him with all of your heart? What does it mean to trust someone with everything that's within you? You see, a half-hearted trust is the same as a wholehearted doubt, by the way. You see, if I say, Lord, I trust You mostly, what we're saying to Him is, I don't really trust You. No one other than God can be totally trusted. Believe me. Now, we would like to be able to trust everybody totally. Wouldn't that be awesome? But it doesn't happen that way. You can't do that. Now, I'm not saying you have to walk around looking at everybody and thinking, there's no way I can trust them about anything. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But our total trust can be in one thing alone, one person alone, and it's in God Himself. No one other than God can be totally trusted. God's character makes it impossible for Him to fool you because He cannot lie. So when God says something in His Word, can you trust it? Most of the time? All the time. All the time. Every time. We can totally trust God in every situation that He's spoken in. His wisdom makes it impossible for Him to fail you because He knows everything. So He wouldn't say something that He's going to do not knowing how things are going to happen because He knows everything. He has complete wisdom. His nature is perfect, so He can't make a mistake. And by the way, He made you, so you're not a mistake. Now, we might look in the mirror and go, oh, I don't know, He's kind of almost made a mistake. No. God did not make a mistake when He made you, ever. He never makes mistakes. So we are to trust the Lord with all of our heart. Do you trust Him with all your heart? What is it? I mean, to do that, literally, you're going to have to let go of other things that you think you can trust. So it says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Now, I think this is one of the keys of all of this because what we seem to understand, we think we understand. It's kind of like algebra. You think you know what X is until you find out there's a variable. And then it all changes. I still remember when I love geometry. And I made an A in algebra anyway, but it was like for me, algebra was like pulling teeth. It was work. It was hard. Geometry, man, I loved it. You know, it's just which side of your brain works. The other side goes to bed or something. I don't know what it is, but my algebra side of my brain just didn't like doing anything. But the fact is that we can't truly understand everything. We can't truly know everything. We can't truly figure out everything. But we can know the one who does know everything. We can know that He's there for us. We can know that He'll lead us and guide us. We can know what He's told us in His Word. We can know those things. But we're not going to lean on our own understanding. The word for lean here is shanan, which means to support yourself by leaning on someone or something. And that's all fine and good as long as what you're leaning on is fine. Like, if you ever have ever had to be on crutches, yeah, so when you're on crutches, what are you leaning on? The crutches, because you don't want to lean on the leg or the foot that's messed up, right? But have you ever been going on crutches and then you miss something and then you find out that you're leaning on what you shouldn't be leaning on? It's not good, right? We are to lean on the one person who will never fail us. The one person who will always be there for us. The something that many people use to lean on is their own understanding. Well, I did it like this 12 years ago. I think I'll do it like this again. Well, wait a minute. You may be pretty smart, but your IQ in comparison to God is like an earthworm compared to Einstein. And not even that close. I mean, God knows everything, right? So how can we, how and why do we, it just shows you really kind of how impaired we are to think that we could understand and know the things we need to know without Him. I was watching this video about this atheist who was talking to this guy, and this guy was telling him, well, let me ask you a question, because you're an atheist. So do you believe in the Darwinian theory that we all evolved from something else? Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's fact. He goes, oh, really, it's fact? He says, let me ask you a question about that. So, Darwin says that one thing could evolve into something else. So tell me one example of something that was one thing and it evolved into something else. He goes, oh, there's hundreds of them. He said, well, just name one. I'm just asking for one. And the guy kind of hemmed and hummed, and he said, well, the finch. He says, oh, you mean a bird, a little bird? Yes. This particular finch, you know, he got into his botany type talking. This particular finch used to live in this certain area, and he could only eat these certain things, and now he's evolved into a finch that could do it. He says, oh, so he evolved from a finch into a finch. You see, we try to make everything hard. When it's simply as easy as this, trust the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. When I trust God, I will be committed to His purpose. Verse 6 says, in all of your ways, in all of your ways, every part of every day. And you might say, well, how am I supposed to do that? I've got to work, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. How can I trust in the Lord all day, every day long? You know, how can I do that? Well, Paul says we are to pray without ceasing. And if we're praying without ceasing, that means we're continually abiding in Christ and listening to Him speak to us as we go. You'd be surprised sometimes if your ear is attentive to God, as David said. I turn my ear to God and He speaks to me. If my ear is attentive to God, I will start to hear Him, because God is always at work and He's always speaking. I think we become selective hearers. I remember also at a very young age that there were things that were asked of me by my mom that I didn't hear. Oh, I didn't hear you say that. Yeah. Okay. Doesn't work. Okay. In all of our ways, Paul says, pray without ceasing. Jesus said, take up your cross weekly, daily. Take up your cross daily, every day, all day. Don't put it down. The cross was a symbol of what? Being crucified. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I'm alive, but it's not me that's alive anymore. It's Christ that's now alive in me. That's what Paul said. Take up your cross daily in all of your ways. The Hebrew word here for all literally means all. In all your ways. Everything you're doing. Everything you're involved in. Every place that you're going. Every place that I'm going. Every person I talk to. Everything that I'm about. In all of my ways. In all my ways what? Acknowledge Him. Acknowledging Him literally means to recognize He's right there with you all the time. You know how I know that? Because He said that. I'll never leave you or forsake you. He's always there. In fact, He's everywhere all the time. Because that's who God is. One of my favorite passages in Psalm 103 talks about, if I could go up to the heights of the hills, He'd be there. If I go to the very low valleys, He'd be there. Any place I would go, You would be there, God. We are to recognize Him, acknowledge Him. Are you close enough to Him that you recognize Him? Do you recognize Him at work? Do you see Him in other people at work? Do you see Him working around you? Because He is. Do you see His handiwork? I mean, just all you have to do is look around. Do you hear His voice? He speaks to you. He speaks to me every day through His Word. He speaks to my heart. Do you desire His way above all other ways? You see, if we're really going to abide in Christ, we've got to determine that in all of our ways, we're going to be right there acknowledging Him, that He's in charge. He's right there. He's not going to leave me. I'm going to be in His presence. Someone once said, in every moment of your life, let God think through you, look through you, live through you, and love through you. In every moment of our life, we ought to be letting God be in control right through us. Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ, Paul says. It's no longer me that's alive. It's Christ who lives in me. In the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. When I trust God, I'll be confident of His care. When I trust God, I'll be committed to His purposes. And lastly, it says, when I trust God, I will be controlled by Him. Look at what it says in the last part of verse 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him, and what happens? He will make your path straight. What does that mean? It means I can't walk in circles? Means I can't go sideways? No. It says, He will make my path straight. Not me. I can't do it. He can. I can't. He has the power, the wisdom. He has everything that we need to go where He wants us to go, to do what He wants us to do. You might say, well, I don't know exactly how to tell this person about God's love. I don't know. I don't know what I should say. I don't know. When's a good time? You know what? That's because you're being in control instead of Him being in control. Because God's always wanting to tell people about His Son. He has the power. He has the wisdom. He has everything. He is God. We make terrible gods. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. And He, what? Will direct your path. In other words, he will become your GPS, your God-providing spirit. Isaiah 58, verse 11, "And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in scorched places and give you strength to your bones. You'll be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail." If you let God direct you. Psalm 32, verse 8, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." In other words, I won't just tell you what you ought to do. I'll be watching you. He will show us the way. He will show you the way. He will show me the way. So really, it comes down to this. You can live one of three ways. I do what I want. That's what most people do. I do what I want. Or you can live like a lot of people live. I think I do what I ought to do. That's most Christians. I think I do most of the time what I'm supposed to do. Or you can live like it says here in this passage. I do what God leads me to do. That's what God desires for His children. What He leads me to do. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and what will happen? He will direct your path. He'll direct your path. I'm going to close with Proverbs 11, verse 14. "Where there is no guidance to the people, they fall. But in abundance of counselors, there is victory." In other words, we've got to be people who listen to what God says to us. Where we have no guidance, we're going to fail. Looking at other people is not going to really help us a lot. But listening to people who will tell you the truth about God will help you immensely. And so I encourage you to find people that you can study the Word with. Maybe it's you as a couple. Maybe it's you as some friends over the phone, whatever it is. But you ought to have people that you're sharing Christ with, sharing God's Word with on a regular basis, so that God can speak to both of you through His Word. He will direct your path. So everybody, close your Bibles right now. Let's say those two verses together. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. All right? All in favor? Sit down. It passed. All right. Let's pray. Father, I thank You so much that we can truly trust You. But Lord, help us to do that. Because sometimes we think we're trusting and we're really not. Sometimes we fool ourselves into believing we're trusting You, but we're really not. Lord, we are to trust You in all of our ways and not to lean on our own understanding, not to try to figure things out, but instead trust You by faith. And even when we don't see what You're going to do, we can still trust You. Trust the Lord with all of our heart, not to lean on our own understanding, but in all of our ways. All of our ways. Every day. All day long. We will acknowledge You, and You will direct our path. You will make our path straight. You will take us where You want us to go. Help us to abide in You, Father. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.